The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo. Volume 2, Book the 11th, Chapter 3, The Marriage of Phoebus. Towards evening on that day, when the judiciary officers of the bishop came to pick up from the pavement of the Parvi the dislocated corpse of the archdeacon, Quasimodo had disappeared. A great many rumors were in circulation with regard to this adventure. No one doubted but that the day had come when, in accordance with their compact, Quasimodo, that is to say the devil, was to carry off Claude Frollo, that is to say, the sorcerer. It was presumed that he had broken the body when taking the soul, like monkeys who break the shell to get at the nut. That is why the archdeacon was not interred in consecrated earth. Louis the 11th died a year later, in the month of August, 1483. As for Pierre Gringoire, he succeeded in saving the goat, and he won success in tragedy. It appears that, after having tasted astrology, philosophy, architecture, hermetics, all vanities, he returned to tragedy, vainest pursuit of all. This is what he called coming to a tragic end. This is what is to be read on the subject of his dramatic triumphs in 1483 in the accounts of the ordinary. To Jehan Marchand and Pierre Gringoire, carpenter and composer, who have made and composed the mystery made at the Châtelet of Paris, at the entry of Monsieur the Legate, and have ordered the personages clothed and dressed the same as in the said mystery was required, and likewise for having made the scaffoldings thereto necessary, and for this deed, 100 livres. Phoebus de Chateaupère also came to a tragic end. He married. The end of Book the 11th, Chapter 3 of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Read by Rick Kirshner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.